Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, and Shining World Invention Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us.
In responding to some 5,000 calls a year requesting aid for ill, injured and orphaned animals, the Jiralinga Koala and Wildlife Sanctuary in the coastal town of Barwon Heads, Victoria, Australia, exemplifies faith and perseverance in serving other beings. In the language of the Indigenous Australians, the name Jiralinga means to seek a home for a kangaroo. Welcome, friendly viewers, to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. The sanctuary, founded in 1979 by Tayree Gordon, is a self-funded animal rescue facility where land and marine animals in need receive loving care and a friendly, uplifting environment where vulnerable members of society are encouraged to volunteer and interact with koalas, kangaroos and other animal friends. For all her beautiful work with animals and humans at the sanctuary, Tayree Gordon received the prestigious 2003 Centenary Medal from Australia's government, awarded for significant contributions to Australian society, and the 2004 Senior Australian of the Year Award, given for the same reason. Recently, Ms. Gordon and the sanctuary were also honoured by Supreme Master Ching Hai with the Shining World Compassion Award. We'll now meet the lovely Miss Gordon, who describes the sanctuary's humble beginnings.
In 1975, we started in a shed with a dirt floor, with a kangaroo, a German shepherd, a poodle and a fox. Animals just kept coming. We didn't have to advertise. Then we had Ash Wednesday, and within a matter of weeks, we had over 300-400 animals here. So it just grew. We now have kangaroos, koalas, wallabies, wombats, birds, and a very large extended family of humans.
Where do these animals usually come from?
Almost all the animals here have come from homes that have been unable to keep them any longer, from wildlife parks that have closed down, and some have been cruelty cases.
The sanctuary's ultimate goal is to rehabilitate and release the animals.
Yes, they go back to the wild because that's what it's all about, getting them back out there so they can keep doing what koalas and kangaroos doing and keep populating our wonderful country.
Opening the sanctuary to children and having them work with the animal residents allows the youngsters to grow in confidence and self-esteem. And thus, Ms. Gordon has helped shape the lives of many young people.
We have animals here that are named by children from all around the world. I have here in my hand the first ever presentation of the new Jiralinga theme song. And this was written by a young person who came into my life, a young person who has had a long struggle. But I was just so amazed and watching her with the animals. And I'd like Jo to come forward and present to you the Girralinga theme song. And I think this will tell you what Girralinga means to people who struggle. Jo,
give her a hand, everybody. This only covers a little bit of Girralinga, so it's just an abbreviation. There is a place down by the sea, a place for you, a place for me, a refuge for animals of every kind, where no one's lost or left behind, a haven where the injured come, a start for many, an end for some. For most their stay is temporary, but Girralinga is home to many. A sanctuary also for humankind, a haven where God's light has been shined, a place for people who's mislaid their soul, their work with the animals helps them feel whole. Camels, cockies, wombats, deer, all God's creatures are equal here.
So you've now heard the theme song for Girralinga, and I think that really explains what Girralinga's all about and why people and animals can come together under a faith. And it doesn't matter what name you put on that faith, it's the fact that you do believe and you try to live that faith every day.
When we return, we'll celebrate the presentation of the Shining World Compassion Award to Tayree Gordon and the Girralinga Sanctuary. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Tayree Gordon is the founder of the Girralinga Koala and Wildlife Sanctuary, a wonderful facility in Victoria, Australia, that provides medical care and shelter to injured wildlife. A species native to Australia is the dingo, a type of wild dog taken in at the sanctuary.
There's two little dingoes that I met this morning, and so tell us about those two. How did they come to you?
Well, they're from the dingo farm up in Castlemaine, and once again, 4 years ago this month, we heard about 179 dingoes that were likely to be euthanized. They had a sale for the property on the condition there was not one dingo left.
Hearing of the animal's plight, Ms. Gordon's husband Hamish took action.
Hamish mortgaged our home and put up 75% of his salary every month to maintain Girralinga and those dingoes. And the two puppies that were born this year, and the mother had no milk, and so we're hand-rearing them.
Moved by the Girralinga Sanctuary's kind work with both animals and humans, Supreme Master Ching Hai recently honoured Tayree Gordon and the Sanctuary with the Shining World Compassion Award. The following is an excerpt from Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving letter to Ms. Gordon.
Dear Ms. Gordon, it is with great pleasure and appreciation that we present to you the Girralinga Sanctuary, the Shining World Compassion Award. Guided by your inner spirit, you offer your entire being in service to others, and in doing so, thereby bringing humanity a step closer to heaven. Such a saintly way of being is a shining inspiration to all who are privileged to meet you and are touched by your unconditional love. For selflessly providing a tranquil haven for the hearts and bodies of both people and animals, for your spiritual vision, divine love, creativity and magnificent generosity, and for being a dedicated and noble role model, we hereby applaud and celebrate the compassionate deeds of Ms. Tayree Gordon, exemplary model of goodness, of how one person can make a difference to so many lives. With great honour, love and blessings, the Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Tayree Gordon was presented with a crystal award plaque bearing the following words.
In recognition of unconditional, pure-hearted love and noble nurturing devotion, creating a haven of heavenly comfort and protection and an oasis of tranquility for all, with sincere gratitude for your spiritual mission, vision, divine love and immense kindness.
I would just like to say that this is one of the greatest honours that I have ever had, and I just find it extremely humbling to have such a wonderful recognition. And I think besides having the man that is the most important person in my life beside me, this has to be the next greatest thing to be recognised, that faith can help so many people. The wonderful mother and the upbringing that she gave me, saying that life is only what you grab hold and that you accept every day, but to always remember that if you have faith, then you can never say you have nothing. And I believe that, and Hamish feels the same, that without faith, Duralinga would never exist. So thank you so much.
Ms. Gordon was also given Supreme Master Ching Hai's international number one best-selling books, The Noble Wilds, The Birds in My Life, and The Dogs in My Life, along with a selection of her DVDs and CDs. In addition, Ms. Gordon received a $5,000 US contribution from Supreme Master Ching Hai to support the sanctuary's noble work of bettering the lives of animals and humans.
Once again, whenever something happens that we don't expect, we pray on it. We ask for advice and suggestions. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I got the answer. And after nudging Hamish a couple of times, he's not very good at 3 o'clock in the morning, I told him I knew exactly what we would do with this wonderful gift. And he said, could it wait till tomorrow? And I said, no, it's really exciting. The message we got was to use this money to put a bore in so that when the bushfires threaten the dingoes, we'll have water. And so with great thanks, we accept this money and this wonderful offer and beautiful award.
Finally, Terry Gordon shares her wisdom on what we can all do to lead ourselves and our communities to a brighter tomorrow.
I say to you all, grab your faith, do what you can with it, and recognise that being with animals brings so many people together. And think about those who don't have faith and who don't have animals. And perhaps if each of us put a hand out and help one person, then the world will become a better place. Thank you.
We salute Ms. Terry Gordon for creating Duralinga Sanctuary, a truly healing, inspiring refuge for both animals and humans. And our applause goes to Ms. and Mr. Gordon and all the volunteers at the sanctuary for their tremendous work, which brings peace and joy to countless beings. May heaven continue to bless them. It was our pleasure having you with us for this edition of the Shining World Compassion Award series on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May your life always be guided by heavenly light and love.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/AW.